Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with lack of sports knowledge? Have your doctor prescribe you Sports Talk with Jimmy on Friday mornings on KGNU. Hello and welcome to Sports Talk here on KGNU, the best sports show on the station. I'm your host, Jimmy Searfoss, coming at you with the best stories and news from across the Front Range. I apologize for missing this last week. Something about this season has got to me, and I have gotten sick so many times, and I know a lot of other people that have been as well. So make sure y'all are taking care of yourselves out there. Eat those multivitamins, drink your water, and make sure we're washing our hands all right. So first of all, the story I've got for you guys today comes out of Boulder, Colorado at the University of Colorado. And no, it's not a Deion Sanders story. I know you guys are getting plenty of those. What I wanted to talk about today is one of Colorado's better sports programs, their track and field teams. They're sending three athletes to the NCAA Track and Field Indoor National Championships. Graduate transfer Ella Baran qualified through the women's 5,000-meter run. Senior Avery McMullen will be there for the pentathlon, but the guy I wanted to talk about today is true freshman Isaiah Givens. See, Givens did something pretty incredible recently. In the Husky Classic that lasted from February 10th through the 11th up at the University of Washington, he became the youngest Buffalo to ever run a sub-4 mile. He did it in 3 minutes, 59 seconds, and 57 milliseconds. And that's pretty dang impressive and should be a highlight of his freshman resume, if only he didn't go on to top that. On February 25th, he went even further and broke Colorado's record for the fastest mile by nearly a second. He ran it in 3 minutes, 55 seconds, and 99 milliseconds. The kid's a freshman. The dude's going through his first year of college and he's already breaking university records. He ran that first three quarters of that race in 3 minutes. And then he clocked in that last lap at 56 seconds. He turned on the afterburners. That means he was racing and hovering around 15 miles per hour on average the whole time. You can't even go that fast in some neighborhoods. And of course, he won the race. He took that lead early and just did not look back. The previous time was actually set by Eduardo Herrera, someone who's still there at CU and another great dominant runner. He posted the mile time of 3 minutes, 57 seconds, and 16 milliseconds in the same competition actually in the last year. Now Givens has his sights set on the big race, the indoor championships. They're going to take place at College Station, Texas on March 10th and 11th. Make sure you guys are keeping updated on it through Colorado's social media and the Sports and Information Department, because you never know what this guy might do. And that, my friends, is all I've got to talk to y'all about today. Thank you guys for tuning in here on this fine Friday morning, and make sure y'all are staying safe and healthy. And while you're at it, stick around here on KGNU for more good stuff to listen to. This has been Sports Talk with Jimmy. I've been your host, Jimmy Searfoss. Make sure you tune in again next week at this same time for more. But for now, I'll leave y'all with a happy Friday.